Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
Got a couple of police officers bopping in the studio here with me now. No, one's not bopping, one is bopping. It's time for our police segment. That's Inner Circle Bad Boys. That means that it is time to talk to the men and women in blue. And this morning I've got the Multicultural Liaison Officer Lee Johnson and new Aboriginal Liaison Officer Eric Egan. Good morning, Lee and Eric.
Good morning, Terry.
Great to have you in. Thank you very much for your time this morning. So perhaps, Lee, if you introduce Eric, he's reasonably new.
Thank you very much, Terry, and thank you for the time that I came in to talk about the multicultural liaison role. So far, it's been terrific, and listening to your segment a bit earlier, we certainly look forward to events and festivals and all those wonderful things are coming back, particularly to Shepparton. Reason for bringing my good friend Eric in is because myself as the Multicultural Liaison Officer and Eric as the Aboriginal Community Liaison Officer, we work together a fair bit as well. In fact, we went out on a big road show, did we not, Eric, all the way from Mansfield across to Yeildon, through to Seymour, Benalla, because all those places are part of our area as well. And recently we did a cultural awareness training camp, but I'll let Eric talk about that. So let me introduce you to Eric.
Good morning.
So, Eric, what does an Aboriginal Liaison Officer do?
I suppose it's more about projecting or encouraging positive relations between the Aboriginal community as well as local police. But I suppose Lee does, we cover 23 stations, including Mansfield down to Wyalong, King Lake. So it's a big area, but Shepparton has the greatest population of Aboriginal community outside of Melbourne. So it's very rewarding when we have these culture camps with for the new members that come to the area. So
this is new for new police officers?
Yeah, new members or whoever's never done the course or the camps before. So
what are the sorts of things they have to learn?
It's pretty much, it's a visual. Firstly, it's a three-hour cultural competency training with a lady who has done cultural competency courses for last 20-plus years. She's fantastic. So she'll sit down and talk about the local areas, a bit of the history of the area as well. Then we'll do we'll go for a trip to a nearby town, Barmer, Cummeragunja. And an elder will take the members out on a cultural tour, talk about the histories of the areas. Then that night we'll sit together around a fire, talk more about, what the new members may expect, and talk about the family groups and those sort of things. So by the time they have finished the next day, they've got a greater understanding of what, actually appreciate and how to address certain issues, to make them feel comfortable to come to see me to, if there's a family member that they think might need assistance in some way, they'll ask me to go around and just see if they need any support.
So in your view, what does cultural competency then look like at the end?
It's about, a direct understanding of the history. So that you're not just going to an area where, I've read online, I've done a cultural awareness training online. Well, really, it doesn't give you an idea. You're sitting in four walls, and it's like sitting in awareness training for 2 or 3 days. So after the first day, sitting inside, you're pretty much over it. So that's why the tour is fantastic. You get out and visualise when the uncle tells a bit of a story of what's happening in the area, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. So so they get more respect of the not just the people, the whole community.
Tell me a bit about your background, Eric.
Oh, that's a long one.
Well, are you a Yorta Yorta man or Bangarang?
Very proud Yorta Yorta man.
Yep.
For the last 20-plus years, I've worked around roles with the Rumbalara Aboriginal Co-op, Rumbalara Justice, worked a couple of years with corrections, Durrangal Beach Worth Prisons, then last 6 years with employment as a mentor. Then now I'm last 3 months as the Aboriginal Community Liaison Officer for Ship Police.
And did you grow up locally?
Virtually, yeah, from the age of 12 onwards. Yep. Pretty much Shepparton's been my life. See the changes over the years, and I believe that I live in one of the greatest towns as for an Aboriginal person. The relations I have through my past, football and basketball, my history, have great relations here. So I feel I've got the best town in.
Pleased to hear you say that, Eric, because sometimes we hear a bit of negativity on both sides, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like when I go to another town, I feel, it's a strange world. When you grow up and, so close to not just your community, it's the community as a whole. You know, that's why I respect Rumbelara Football Club, because they're about focusing on community, not just the Aboriginal community. It's about bringing us all together.
Yeah, sport's great for that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So what do you think we need to work on in this town to make it better for Aboriginal people?
No, I think we're on the right path right now. I believe we are on the right path. These culture camps, we will run 7-8 more next year. Last 2 years have been very hard. We've only able to have, I think, 4, when really the COVID was relaxing a little bit. We snuck a couple in, but it was they are a positive camp. So next year we've got 7 more, possibly 8. But, that's pretty much, if I keep doing my job right, and when these culture camps do, we get that right, it's going to go really well.
So that's really specifically focusing on the relationship between the police and the Aboriginal community. As a Yorta Yorta man generally, what are the big issues in the Aboriginal community at the moment?
Ooh, I don't like getting into the politics of that side, but no, I've always been a positive person. My focus has always been, what about our kids? I see something that's not right in the community. I'm happy to ask the question, why are you doing this? Or, put yourself in your children's eyes, because we're all like that once. We're all scared, or one stage of our life, and so my focus is, especially when I'm talking to someone that's having issues, I could say, "Oh, Kaz, or Russ, what are you doing? We need to do better for our kids' sake." Cause,
supporting our young people is the most essential thing.
Absolutely. That's I always say we've got a responsibility. When you get to a certain age or you become a parent, that you've got a responsibility for life. And
you just can't get rid of them.
No. Absolutely. And you never want to either.
No, of course not.
That's your joy. And your, what's the word?
Pride.
Your mentality. Yeah, they keep you sane.
They drive you mad, but they keep you sane too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's just life, isn't it? There are ups and downs.
Yeah.
Got to expect that.
And I avoid watching news for negativity, and reading the paper, as Lee would know, I don't have the paper on my desk. Why? I don't want to read negativity if I see something.
Well, maybe some members of the media need to do one of your cultural camps.
That's an idea.
So you're also an Aboriginal Liaison Officer, Lee, as well as being a multicultural liaison officer. Lots of liaising going on there, isn't it?
Absolutely, Terry.
So what are you seeing what's for the front of mind in that space for you at the moment?
Yeah, so the Police Aboriginal Liaison Officer role, they're operational members at the Shepparton Police Station. Correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, I believe we've got at least 5 at the Shepparton Police Station. So they're members that actually volunteer to do that role, so they still do their normal job, but when they get the opportunity, they would assist Eric in his role, or, particularly on the cultural awareness camps, or even in my role working in the schools, as I will be into 2022. To mention, the work that that goes on with the Aboriginal communities and all that sort of stuff. But it's a wonderful way for members to reach out to the communities and to understand. Having gone to the cultural awareness camp for the first time with Eric the other day, I certainly learned a lot about the history and the knowledge and was blown away. The visit to the mission, for example, is something I will certainly remember, and seeing all those names, of proud Aboriginal families over many, many generations still imprints in my mind. So it's a privilege, actually, and to do that and to assist Eric. Oh, he's going to do a wonderful job at Shepparton for a long time to come.
I must admit my ignorance here. I haven't been to Cummeragunga. So is there like a historical area, or what's the setup?
It's pretty much... It's a mission that was started back late in the 1800s.
Yeah, I understand the history, but I'm just wondering what's there now.
Houses, there's many local family groups that still live there, as well as a health service. You know, they have a doctor that comes in every day, as well as, I believe, a dentist once a week or something like that, as well as a... there's an old school, and that on the veranda of the school is when people that family groups have passed in, and we'll have the funeral service on the veranda of the school, and you'll get hundreds, possibly thousands of local communities gathering there, and it's really significant. So it's a place we all come together for special occasion. But the history of the Cummeragunga walk off in 1938, we'd talk about that. The local elder there talks about that walk off, and that way he talks about that, as well as talks about how when the police car or the government car, if they came on the mission, they'd be taken. Our children, or their children, and so we talk about the kids used to swim across the river to Victoria because that was safe ground, but some of the kids that couldn't swim the Murray River back then, the smaller ones, they'd hide in the bushland. So he'd talk all of that story, so.
So whereabouts, actually, is that just across the border in New South Wales, is it?
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes from, say, northern Shepparton, near Barmer. Barmer's on the Victorian side, and Cummeragunga's just over the river.
Yeah, that's a really important part of our history. And then, of course, that resulting in the whole flats area here in Shepparton. And it's great to see that they've got that flats walk that you can do now to educate yourself a bit about that history.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful walk. But as you know, the started off from the Cummeragunga walk off in 1938, that they came from there, walked to the flats, and then made a new life there,
Okay, yeah, we all need to know more about Aboriginal history, and we need to get more of it in schools, I think.
It'd be nice.
Rather than learning about Captain Cook and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck in that role, Eric. So I guess if people want to talk to you about anything in relation to the police, they should just ring the Shepparton Police Station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what they should do?
I'm very approachable. I'm open to suggestions to make life better. Like I said, my focus is our children, not just Aboriginal children, all our children. So we got any, if you've got an idea that'll help us, please ask.
Okay, thanks so much for your time, Eric, and also to Multicultural Liaison Officer Lee Johnson. Thanks so much, Eric and Lee.
Appreciate
your time.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Farmers, are you in the market for a new tractor? Before you make your next tractor or farm machinery purchase, make sure you speak to our team at Golden Valley Ag in Shepparton. Whether you're a broadacre or hobby farmer, our experienced team are here to make sure you get the gear you need to help you get the job done right. From 26 to 600 horsepower tractors, we've got the Goulburn Valley's widest range of versatile Deutz and Coyote tractors. We're ready to look after you. Call GV Ag today on 58 325 500.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.